Books on Tape presents Saving Graces by Elizabeth Edwards. Read by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Kenosha. October 21, 2004. My face was tilted toward the stream of water from the showerhead. Water spilled from the corners of my closed eyes as my fingers outlined the unfamiliar lump in my right breast. Around and around again, I traced its edges. Try as I might, it wouldn't go away. How could I have missed something this size when I showered yesterday, or the day before, or... But it didn't matter. I'd found it today, this lump, firm and big, on the side of my breast. I kept my eyes closed and finished rinsing my hair. Until that moment, until the lump... October 21, 2004, was meant to be an ordinary day. If such a thing can exist on a campaign trail 2 weeks before a presidential election. An 11 a.m. town hall meeting at the Kenosha United Auto Workers Hall. A rally later that day in Erie, Pennsylvania. Scranton in time for dinner, and Maine by sunrise the next morning. I would speak to at least 2,000 people. Prepare to tape a segment for Good Morning America, discuss Medicare premiums with senior citizens, talk college tuition with parents, and, if it was a very good day, influence at least a few undecided voters. Just another ordinary day. But I had learned long ago that it was typically the most ordinary days that the careful pieces of life can break away and shatter. As I climbed out of the shower, I heard the door to my hotel room click shut. I knew instantly who it was, and I was relieved.